It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus. Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus. It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where
prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus. It's time to play like a Jet with your host, Scott Mason.
Play like a Jet. What does that mean?
Drops the throw, steps up, floats a bomb up the right seam, looking for Anderson. He's got it. They're not going to catch him. He's going to go the distance. Touchdown. Sam Darnold dials it up to Robbie Anderson. 92 yards.
Anderson, too much deflected. And picked off Anderson. He'll take it in. It's a pick six and a touchdown.
Bell. Into the middle of that line, and it's a touchdown.
Big return for Crowder, 85 yards.
Pass thrown, there was contact with the quarterback, and it's incomplete. They got pressure on Prescott. It was Adams who came blitzing in.
Hill hit immediately when he got the handoff.
You know who that's?
The Q-inator.
Oh my gosh.
Listen, thank you.
From the TOJ Digital Studios, this is Play Like a Jet. My name is Scott Mason. You can follow me on Twitter at PlayLikeAJet1, and it's part two of the weekend mailbag, so that means we bring in the owner, the operator, the lead reporter, the whole shebang over at JetsInsider.com, and of course, above all that, a very big deal, Mr. Chris Nimbley. So let's jump right back into the mailbag. Chris, next question comes in from John. He says, what do you gentlemen think of the Hall of Fame class of 2020? I got to be honest, Chris, I look at the names here, especially the ones that aren't on the Veterans Committee, because we got to go through some of those, I guess. But as far as the guys that were actually put in on the regular ballot, and to me, these are all pretty much no-brainers. Steve Atwater was an absolute beast at safety, 8-time Pro Bowler. He hit guys so hard that their great-grandchildren would feel it. Isaac Bruce, just a tremendous wide receiver. There are some people that would say he was a bit of a system fit there with the Rams, but you just can't deny the dominance that he had for all those years, particularly in the bob and weave offense. But even with Kurt Warner and Mark Bulger, he did really, really fantastic work. So I don't think you could argue that. Steve Hutchinson, who doesn't get talked about enough, mostly because people don't really talk about offensive linemen, but he was one of the best guards I've ever seen. So no question here. To me, a lot like Kevin Mawai, but at the guard position, just a freak athlete and chiseled in granite where most of these offensive linemen are not built that way. But he was a guy that was like single-digit body fat for an offensive lineman, could move, could block, could do everything. Him and Walter Jones were a phenomenal tandem in Seattle, so no question that he deserved to go in there. Edgerrin James, if you watch football when Edgerrin James was in his prime, there's really not much to say here. When the Colts traded Marshall Faulk, I thought it was insane, and then Edgerrin James turned out to be a very worthy successor. Not quite as good as Marshall Faulk, but hey, let's be honest, very few guys in the history of professional football have been as good as Marshall Faulk, but still a dominant elite running back for many years with the Colts, so no-brainer. And then Troy Polamalu, who is one of the greatest strong safeties to ever play the game, and right now that's the guy that you hope that Jamal Adams could be even 75% as good as. His instincts were absolutely incredible. Anytime the ball was somewhere, he knew where it was going before it even got there. He would make tackles. He would make interceptions, pass breakups, sacks. He could do literally everything on the football field. And to me, Troy Polamalu is an interesting case because you could look at guys that are freak athletes but just don't have that innate football knowledge, that football smarts, the instincts it takes to pull off plays like that on a down-to-down basis, the ability to always know where the ball is going to be. But Troy Polamalu did, and he was one of the greatest defensive players I ever saw. And then we should also talk real briefly about some of the older players and executives and coaches that got in. Jimmy Johnson got in, as everybody saw on Fox. I think he absolutely deserves it. Several Super Bowls, and he was the architect of that Dallas dynasty. Those picks were absolutely phenomenal, building that team up. The Herschel Walker trade obviously played a huge role in his ability to do that, but he still had to take those picks and hit on them, and he did. And look at that offensive line that he built. Look at just the overall roster that he built. It was basically a decade of sustained contention that the Cowboys were put in because of the moves that Jimmy Johnson made, and I thought that he was a really good coach as well. Didn't do as well in Miami, but a lot of times these guys don't do as well second time around. Bill Cowher got in. I'm going to be honest, never thought he was an elite coach. Thought he was fine, but there were a lot of times where Steelers fans would get very restless with him and would talk about maybe trying to get rid of him. So I don't know about him as a Hall of Famer, but it was going to happen. George Young, mostly for his incredible run with the New York Giants and what he did there, helping to build teams that would go and win multiple Super Bowls. So that one makes sense. Another one on the list that I saw, Chris, that was really funny was Alex Karras, a defensive tackle for the Detroit Lions. Now, it was funny to me because Alex Karras would later go on to play Webster's father on the sitcom Webster. So there were a whole generation of people that grew up not even knowing that he was a football player, just knowing him as Webster's dad, which is really hilarious to me. And then Winston Hill is another one that we look at as Jets fans and as people that understand the history and realize that Winston Hill, one of the most dominant offensive tackles in the history of the game, the best offensive tackle that the Jets have ever had, four-time AFL All-Star, four-time NFL All-Pro. He could do everything out there on the football field. Again, he could move. He was powerful. He could run block and pass block. And if you talk to teammates and guys that were around him back then, whether it was coaches or scouts, you could talk to Connie Carberg, obviously, about this. He was an absolute force out there, so I'm glad to see him finally get in. And Steve Sable, whose father Ed founded NFL Films, and then Steve really helped take it to the next level. If you're somebody that grew up an NFL fan in the 80s and 90s, you know what Steve Sable meant to the NFL with NFL Films. The songs, the productions, the videos, just incredible stuff. This was long before this was all available at our fingertips on YouTube and different video streaming services. The lifeblood of all of it was NFL Films, and Steve Sable did a phenomenal job of bringing that brand to the next level. So I really like this class, Chris. We could talk about the veterans a little bit, but obviously some are going to be lesser known than others because most people probably didn't get the opportunity to watch some of these guys play in their prime. But the ones who went in from the regular vote, most of us did get to see, and I think they're all very deserving.
Yeah, I've had this take before about how I don't really get invested and pay much attention to the Hall of Fame. The same thing when debates about, you know, who should be the MVP or whatnot. I just don't really care. I have my opinions on players, and then I think they're Hall of Fame, and that's where I really stopped caring. But I did look at – I saw the finalists before they announced the actual class, and I looked at the list, and I was like, oh, man. I was like, hey, give me Polamalu, give me Atwater, and then basically pick whichever three out of the rest you want. I mean, I certainly have no complaints about Isaac Bruce and Edgerrin James and Steve Hutchinson going in there. They're all super deserving of it and belong in the Hall of Fame. But, I mean, I think Tony Boselli belongs in the Hall of Fame, and I get the argument against him, the longevity thing. But when he played and was healthy, he was so dominant. And it was a long enough time of dominance that he belongs in the Hall of Fame. Fanica belongs in the Hall of Fame. Torrey Holt, Reggie Wayne, like these guys, Leroy Butler, Bryant Young, Richard Seymour, John Lynch. Like this, I was sitting there looking at this list like, yeah, I do not envy the Hall of Fame voters for this year because there's some tough choices. Again, I would have gone Polamalu and Atwater. That probably partially a little bit my defensive back bias, but Polamalu and Ed Reed are the two greatest safeties I've ever seen. Atwater was such a hard hitter, so much fun to watch. So those two guys I would have put in, and then you really could have taken your pick of any of the other three, and I would have been all right with it. This was a really difficult class to just choose five. I will say with the the Polamalu Jamal Adams comparison thing there, you're right, the 75% thing. I think Jamal, the difference between Polamalu and Jamal is Polamalu's range. Jamal doesn't have anywhere near that type of range to be, play the center field and a spot and go sideline to sideline quite like that. But it's the instincts, his ability to know what's happening and to just assess it and just right at the snap, just be exactly where he needs to be. And that's right there. He just doesn't have Polamalu's range. So, but yeah, again, this was such a great class of finalists that you really could have picked any of those other three, and I would have been good with it.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's bachelorette bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Play like a Jet. Play like a Jet.
Chris, last thing, as always, got to ask. You've been watching anything lately? Movies, TV shows, anything cool?
The Curb started up again, so I've been enjoying that. The last episode killed me, especially the way that they ended it. Oh, man. Him pressed up against the back of that elevator, I was dying at that. The Good Place just ended. I'm a little bit sad about that. I watched this new Netflix show. I just finished watching it, called The Stranger. It's a wild show. It takes place in England. It's a wild show. I don't even know how to explain it, but it's fun and wild, crazy. But I started watching that show, The Outsider, on HBO. I like that so far. Not too much new. I know Brooklyn Nine-Nine just started up the new season. I didn't get to watch that yet. I was watching the Vic documentary last night, so. I'm going to look forward to watching Brooklyn Nine-Nine again later tonight. But, yeah, I'll go with the recommendation of The Stranger on Netflix. That was a wild, crazy show. It was out there, a lot of fun. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, I'm really enjoying Curb again. The first episode was really funny. The second one, too. The third one was really good. Some of the interactions, it's just classic stuff. You love when Larry goes toe-to-toe with Susie, Jeff's wife, who's played by Susie Essman. That's always hilarious. And I got to tell you, it's funny because I'm sure that when they did that storyline a couple of years ago with Vivica A. Fox and her family moving into Larry David's home because their home was destroyed in Hurricane Katrina, they never in a million years imagined that J.B. Smoove would become the hit that he is and that he would still be on the show and they would have found a way for him to stick around. But man, he really broke out that season and he is still hilarious to watch interact with Larry David. The part in the first episode, and I won't give away too much for people that didn't see it, but the part where Larry comes home really late at night and J.B. Smoove is interrogating him and he's like, come on, Larry. He's like, where were you? These are tapping hours, Larry. These are tapping hours. You were tapping ass. These are tapping ass hours. Like, that just killed me because J.B. Smoove is so funny with his physical comedy and his delivery. So I love watching those two interact. Richard Lewis also is always funny interacting with Larry David because you get the impression that the two of them are really like that when they go out to lunch in real life, that there's no difference between the two of them on a curb and the two of them when they go to a deli or something for lunch. So I always enjoy that show a lot. And it's fun to see all the weird cameos because you know that Larry David has a lot of famous friends. So sometimes they pop in and out. It's funny because I was talking to Michael Nania the other day. And he just started the show. He had heard about it for years and decided to dive in. So he binge watched and he finally caught up. So I said to him, what do you think of it so far? And he goes, it's pretty good. Pretty good. So it makes me laugh. But yeah, I was really happy to have Curb back. It's funny because like Curb is one of those shows, Chris, I think that you either love it or you don't get it.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, especially when they were pumping out season after season more consistently, it started to get a little bit thin there at the end. I loved when they, you know, brought all the Seinfeld people back. That season was great. And then obviously when they did that Bill Buckner episode, that was like a highlight. Those early seasons, though, man, you know, when he brings the prostitute with them and yes. So he can ride to the end of the carpool lanes. I mean, just he's just so absurd and over the top of, and it's just so great. And it's just I just can't get enough of it. And you know, now at this point, it's I love that he takes, you know, he'll be like, yeah, we'll be back eventually. You know, maybe it's a year, maybe it's 3 or 4 years, because he really takes his time with it and builds it. But yeah, it's definitely you either get that type of humor or don't. And also, like, realize that, like, while, yes, there's some truth to a lot of things, it's also part of, like, it's like it all exists in Larry's head. Like, things that he wishes he could do or be more like. This is the type of thing that, like, people would like to do, just be like, get away from me. But most people don't have the balls to actually do. But he does it in the show, and it's just hilarious.
I love the episode with Crazy Eyes Killa, and I don't want to give it away, but there are rumors that he may be making an appearance this season at some point. I thought it was hilarious, too, because I was reading an interview with the guy who played Crazy Eyes Killa, and they were asking him about it because it's become one of the most iconic episodes of the series, and his character has been one that people still talk about, even though he was only in one episode. And he said basically they had an idea for it and they just ran with it. There was no script or anything. It was just an outline, which is pretty much the way that Larry David does these things. And he just goes and runs with it. I'm always amazed at how people can do that. It takes such a special talent. Another guy that I know used to do that was Neil Flynn, who played the janitor on Scrubs. From what I understand, they never actually scripted stuff for him. He would just come up with whatever. So Bill Lawrence, who was the executive producer of the show and who was the head writer, they would write a script and then it would say, like, here's Zach Braff's line, here's Sarah Chalk's line. And for Neil Flynn, it would say whatever Neil comes up with.
That sounds like Jason Mendoza, the Rafi from The League.
Yes.
Pimento from Brooklyn Nine-Nine. I've been, as I was rewatching The Good Place, I was listening to this podcast that's hosted by somebody on The Good Place, but he's also Holt's husband on Brooklyn Nine-Nine. And they would talk about the show. It's all that podcast is about, The Good Place, and about Jason Mendoza, is how, like, in The Good Place, it's so structured and it's so high, such a high concept show. There's not a lot of room for improvising, even though all the people are really good at improvising. But for Jason Mandzukic, they just throw their hands up because he's just going to improvise no matter what. And it always ends up being funnier than whatever they imagined for him. So they just like, yeah, all right, go with it.
I always enjoy that. It cracks me up. And I love the fact that, like you said, the early season stuff sometimes could get a little bit repetitive, but now that they've spaced it out, I know that some people say that it's not as good as the early seasons, and it isn't. The early seasons are still the best.
It has its moments where it hits there.
Yeah, no question. I still enjoy it, though, and that's really all that matters. And I think that Larry David portraying, I guess, a slightly exaggerated version of himself is just never going to get old. I will say the only thing that I think was missing, and anybody that's a longtime fan, I think will agree with this, was Bob Einstein, who plays Marty Funkhauser. He also was well known for the character he created, Super Dave Osborne, but he had passed away in between the last season of Curb and the one that just started. So RIP to Bob Einstein. He was missed. And he played a key role in that episode you talked about too, Chris, where Larry picked up the prostitute to drive in the diamond lane. Because remember, then he went and he got to the Dodgers game and he wanted to sit with Marty, but Marty was keeping the seat empty for the memory of his father. And then Larry started yelling, "What are you talking about? It's an empty seat." And he wouldn't let him sit there. And that became a whole typical Larry David fight that is completely ridiculous, but was hilarious when you watch it play out. So that was the one thing that I thought was missing, and he's definitely going to be missed going forward.
Absolutely, yeah. And then they made a comment about him in one, and
yes,
I think it was the last episode, and it was he's alive but somewhere else, and that kind of threw me off. But yeah, no, he's hilarious. He used to come on the Lebertard show a lot too, and like he had like a more of a hate relationship with them because they'd ask him to do so many silly things. But it was, he'd call in and just leave voice messages for him and just super frustrated. And every time I've ever seen or heard him, he would just have me rolling and dying. He had a great rant about Gronk being a polar bear and how could you possibly ever stop him. Every single thing time I've ever heard him open his mouth, he just had me dying.
He was a great character in Curb, and I really enjoyed what he did as Super Dave as well. So, like I said, Bob Einstein, RIP, you are going to be missed. And that is going to wrap up the mailbag, Chris. So thanks again for joining me as always. Really appreciate it. I know you've got a lot cooking in the off season right now as we head up to free agency. You and Nanny are writing material fast and furiously over at JetsInsider.com. So what do you got going on over there?
Yeah, well, Nanny has been doing a lot more faster and a lot more furiously than me lately. I've had a bunch of other stuff going on, but he's got a bunch of free agent profiles up there. He's been focusing on the offensive line a lot, so go ahead and check those out. Starting next week, I'm going to pump out a lot more stuff too. I'm going to go through roster breakdown, all the positions that they need to address, so they need to try to upgrade. I'm going to start. I started a little bit of tape looking at some of these college prospects. So I'm going to keep doing more of that. But I'll do some more, game planning for free agency stuff coming up soon. I'm starting next week. I'm going to have a lot more content up there. But right now, Nanny has got a bunch of free agent profile stuff up there as well. So go ahead and check that out.
Remember to follow Chris on Twitter at C. Nimbley and at Jets Insider. Go to JetsInsider.com to read his very big deal work and the work of Michael Nania. And if you missed any of the podcasts from this past week, you're really missing out. So go ahead and give them a listen. On Monday, Michael Nania joined me to get into part four of the Sam Darnold Project. We've been going through every single snap of Sam Darnold's young career. We just finished the 2018 season. Michael graded all the plays, graded all the games. He's got a color-coded chart, a really clear explanation for how he came up with these grades. We went through all of it. The last four games of the 2018 season this past week, it's a treat to listen to because that was one of the best stretches of Darnold's career so far. He was really, really good after he came back from injury. So if you didn't get to that yet, go ahead and give that a listen. On Tuesday, we did another roundtable. This time, it was with the great Daryl Slater, who is returning to the show. He's got an interesting perspective because he spent part of the season on the inside covering the Jets and part of the season on the outside covering the Giants and the rest of the NFL. He's back on the Jets beat now, so he's been going back and forth a little bit, but he has the perspective of somebody who spent half the season inside the Jets bubble and half the season outside the Jets bubble. So he's got some interesting opinions as always. Did midweek with Manish on Wednesday, got up to date on all the latest surrounding the New York Jets, including the Rick Dennison story, some things involving Antonio Cromartie and Le'Veon Bell, and a whole bunch more. So check that out as well. And two more roundtables before we got to the mailbag this weekend. Of course, parts one and two. Part one was yesterday. But the other two involved Christian Winfield, the beat reporter covering the Brooklyn Nets for the New York Daily News. I thought he had some particularly interesting insights on the comparison between Jets ownership and the ownership for the New York Knicks. And then my buddy Chris Walker, president of Retaliate First Marketing, and Ed Valley, CEO of Empire Weather, joined the podcast on Friday for a roundtable. They both had some fantastic insights, but the thing I love about talking to Chris is that he has the mentality of somebody that knows how to connect dots, knows how to see the big picture, and is able to combine his love of the Jets, his love of football, and his ability to understand how to build something from the ground up and give you that point of view. So that's why he's always worth listening to. And this past Friday was no exception. So if you missed any of those podcasts, go ahead and grab them right now. And if you haven't subscribed on iTunes yet or given us a 5-star review, we'd really appreciate it if you could do that for us. It's an easy way to help out the show if you like what we're doing. It doesn't take you much time. It doesn't cost you any money, but it's an enormous help to us. So if you could go ahead and do that, we'd be really grateful. And it does a lot to allow us to continue to bring you the latest and greatest in New York Jets podcasts. And for that, you know where to go. It's Turn on the Jets Digital and turnonthejets.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.